Set, go. All right. Welcome back to Media Mix. Let's play. Let's talk. Let's praise. Review. Let's dunk on, maybe, Halo Infinite. Wow. We're going to be playing and talking about Halo Infinite today. And we'll pass the controller around, you know, each get a turn at the helm. And we'll just share our thoughts and opinions on the game. So sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Jack. We have Mr. Sweatster Nick over here.
Yep, I'm a huge sweat. Yeah, I'm the Halo Infinite champ.
I'm mid.
And I will die on this rock. Fight me in the comments over it, okay?
I mean, hey, I'm Zach. I'm not as sweaty. So
Vicky's giving us eyes behind the TV.
Can't wait to do this.
All right, let's hop into it. So basically what we're doing this video is just kind of like just talking about Halo Infinite, reviewing it. Is it a good game? I don't know. Yeah. Stay tuned to the end of the video, and I guess we'll determine that after.
I feel like we do know.
I really don't know. I'm going to have to
based on how well Nick
think about it for a second.
And before the comments say anything about calling me in particular a whale for buying stuff from the store, I understand the store situation and I don't agree with it, but they were selling the Anubis armor set, and I'm an absolute fan of the Anubis armor, and I just had to buy it, which was a terrible idea because they later sold it again. They resold it in the store, which makes me very upset.
I mean, yeah. So that's a very whale move of you. As you can see, Nick is very trash.
Yeah, I'm very trash.
We call him the sweat, but you know, based on this review could be very good if Nick does good in the game, or it could be very bad if Nick just gets trashed on.
How good I am at the game. See, I only have enough brain cells to either play or talk, not enough to do both.
Nah, yeah, I'm giving this game like a 0 out of 10 because they don't have a Forge in it yet. So until you add Forge on,
there is no Forge. That is unfortunate. Unfortunate.
All right.
There's also
I'm giving this a -1 because Zach just did that joke.
I'm gonna give Zach a -1 out of 10
as a human being. I mean, fair enough.
No, but overall I like the game. You know,
that was not cash money.
The multiplayer is pretty fun. I think it's pretty good. I kind of like the previous Halo multiplayers better so far, but this one's pretty good.
Like which ones?
I know Halo 5.
Like Bungie's Halo or like 343's Halo?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, like from Halo CE, which is the first one, up until Halo Reach.
Halo CE is fun. Halo CE was just fun to play on the computers and stuff like that.
That is
Halo Reach is my all-time favorite Halo. And that has my favorite multiplayer campaign.
That's my favorite Forge.
Forge is great on that one.
Yeah, you can always just take the grid and just.
I really like.
Give it a crack.
I really like the. Was it the Forerunner's weapons or the really cool weapons that would like.
In 5.
I think that was the
5th one.
Bro, you're a Promethean stan.
Oh yeah, dude, I love those weapons. They were so cool.
You're a Promethean stan. How dare you?
Dude, I suck at this game, so please don't roast me.
The weapons were cool, but the campaign, cool. I don't think, was that great.
No.
From what I remember.
I didn't like any of the campaigns after Halo Reach, up until this one. I liked this campaign.
Halo Infinite's campaign is different from every other one, because it's free roam, right?
Also, yeah, it's a free roam game. Kind of like ODST, in a way, was kind of a free roam. You kind of had the entire city to just explore and go through. It wasn't like a linear.
Which one level was that you're saying?
ODST, I believe.
ODST. I never played ODST.
I played a little ODST bit of it. I got like halfway through the story. Played it on MCC. Yeah, like ODST, Halo 3, Halo 2.
Dude, I suck at this game, all right? Please. Our gameplay is just going to be us dying. Mainly me.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy the background footage of
the loading screen and us dying. But no, when I first heard about the campaign being like a free roam open world kind of campaign, I was kind of a hater against it because in the past I haven't really liked open world campaigns that much. But this one, I was like, I don't really care about, like, the side quests and stuff. Like, I just like the story and whatnot.
If they're done correctly, they could be really
this fun. One I thought was done correctly. I mean, yeah. even though the vehicles were completely useless in the in getting around, like, the map
mobility. That's one of my bigger gripes about the game, vehicles.
I would have hated it if they didn't have the grapple hook, if they didn't give you the grapple hook in the beginning, because you were literally able to just Spider-Man your way around the entire map, and it was actually fun. Well, I literally did not get a single kill that entire time you gave me a controller.
It's Spider-Man for Xbox.
Yeah, so
that's what we enjoy.
Yeah, I mean,
we already have that, though.
I didn't like it because of that, but I liked it because the side quests, they weren't, like, They didn't take you an hour to do each side quest. It was literally like 5 to 30 minute side quests.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew what you're getting yourself into. And then it showed you everywhere where you can get armor upgrades. You can get different customizations for multiplayer and whatnot, which is really cool.
Yeah, the customizations are pretty good.
Yeah.
I appreciated that. I appreciate how, like, you could go around and collect these different customization pieces for multiplayer. What I didn't like, however, was there were no, like, customization pieces that were rewards, let's say. Like, for completing the campaign, you don't get anything. Like, completing it on Legendary or on Lasso, there's nothing. You don't get anything for doing that.
You don't
that.
Get anything for completing it on Legendary?
No. Like, on Halo 3, remember, you would get the samurai set with the katana
that
on your back.
That is kind of
sucky. Yeah, but it's, that was very sucky. Wasn't that the event they had at the beginning?
No, well,
the samurai skin. That's what I remember.
But it's not the same as, like, how it's been in the past.
They
you
did.
Know?
I mean, I know it doesn't reward you.
Oh, excuse.
Oh.
Turn the game
off.
Oh, gosh. Mute them all. Mute them all before they say any gamer words.
How do you mute them?
Technical difficulties. We're just going to cut this part out.
Son of a bitch.
Let me see it.
We'll probably, like, go through and chop the gameplay to actual good parts, so
okay.
It might not just this, but no, I really like the even though they didn't have the special reward at the end for completing it in, like, the hardest game mode.
Yeah.
I really liked how you could go through and you can get different
there we go.
Whatchamacallit? Like, skins and stuff like that. Skins and stances and colors and stuff like that.
And I mean,
multiplayer Spartan.
One thing I like that they introduced was that I don't like the idea of battle passes. I don't think a lot of people do anymore.
Obviously, no one likes
this one. It's
gotten old.
At least this one is, when it goes away, you could always come back and complete it if you got it.
And that's good.
So it's not just like, hey, you didn't reach level 100, you don't get everything in it.
Yeah, you don't get the
cool.
That's probably the only good thing about this battle pass.
Yeah, that's what I'd say so. But at least, like, I don't know, it's like a little bit innovative.
Like, this battle pass, it's themed around Reach. So one would assume, nice. Right, that you can earn all the Halo Reach customization pieces by playing the game.
Reach did have good customization.
Yeah, Reach is my favorite.
But half of the armor pieces, right, that you could get in Halo Reach, especially the good ones, right? Like the security shoulders.
Yeah.
And, like, the Grenadier shoulders, if that ever comes out, are probably going to be bought in the store. And I think it's been leaked that, like, the security shoulders for sure are going to be sold in the store, which really makes me upset.
Yeah, I mean, everything's all about that. That's why they released the multiplayer for free.
Yeah, because that's one of the things you have to suffer from with a free-to-play model is, you know, depending on who it is making the game, the store could just suck.
But then, I mean, you also get to enjoy the luxury of actually, you know, for people like me, like, customizations aren't everything. Like, yeah, cool, like, I'm not the type of person who's going to go, like, out of my way to pay $5 to buy, like, a really cool, like, character skin.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can work your way towards one in game, then I do that.
And this controller is warm.
That's just the trade off you're gonna get though with like a free to play game is, you know, you're gonna have to actually pay for like the skins that are really like desirable as to where you can actually work towards them and like hit like in Halo Reach. I thought was like you didn't have to go through the battle pass tier where like, you know, oh, I gotta get all these sucky armors in, like, the lower tier or whatever until I get to, like, the higher tier ones that are actually cool. Like, the dude who's, like, on fire, like, the fire skull and, like, the fire, like, chassis and whatnot.
Yeah.
But in Halo Reach, you just like you can skip all that and you can just buy it straight up, like by just playing the game and getting credits.
That's the unfortunate part about like AAA titles nowadays. It seems like if it's multiplayer and online, you're gonna have a battle pass of some sort.
Yeah.
Or a store.
Yeah, it's just it's unfortunate, but shoot, I was just about to say something.
And it's like the I think the appeal to a lot of people in Halo is that like you do have a ton of different skin customizations. You know, you have all the different Spartan armors mm-hmm. and colors that you can have.
Yeah.
And I don't really like the way they did it in this game. I'm gonna be honest. I think that's like something they did poorly in this game.
Right.
Now, I mean, we're reviewing it before a lot of the stuff has come out yet, which is unfortunate.
This is very early.
Pretty early. For a while. It's like January. We're playing this. So, January 2022. Well,
it's been out for video's a couple come out like 2 days, so.
Yeah. But it'll still be January 2022.
Also ripped to the Xbox 360 servers of Halo that just went down like a day or two ago.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
I saw that video of the last guy who ever capped a flag.
What was that
man
capture doing?
The flag in Halo 3.
Dude.
That was such a sad video.
Oh, where everybody's like pointing their guns to the sky and shooting them up and like throwing their grenades and stuff. It was so that was
I mean, you
can Halo...
still play it.
I mean, yeah, but you can't play online servers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have
Master Chief Collection. Yeah, but you can't go back to the 360 and play online with each other. Like,
it is sad.
We would. But... I'm pretty sure we've done that within the past like year or two or something. Like we went back.
Shit.
I don't know if we went back on our 360s and did it, but we played the 360 version.
Oh, yeah, I played the shit out of
that was
Halo
the,
3 on 360.
Dude, that was the first game I ever got on. When I first got my Xbox, I got it with Halo Reach, and I remember playing the multiplayer, and it was, like, it was awesome.
Halo 3 was
nostalgic.
Remember
one of my first Xbox 360 games.
Man.
I didn't play it much until Reach, though.
I still
until
regret
Reach
it.
Got me really into it, and
mm-hmm.
I played Halo Combat Evolved. And the music in that one is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm
Halo music just hits different.
How much, how good is the soundtrack, do you think, for this game?
Honestly, I think out of all of them, this one has the worst.
Really?
Maybe, like, out of... Not including Halo 4 and Halo 5, because none of that soundtrack is memorable to me, aside from, like... the music that's copy and paste in every single one of the games. But, like, Halo 2, Halo 3, Combat Evolved, Halo Reach, ODST, like, all those games have incredible soundtracks. And Halo Infinite, it just feels kind of like watered-down versions of all the music we've heard before.
Yeah.
So not that great, in my opinion. Not that great. But it's still Halo, so the music's... It's good. It's just not like it doesn't add anything to the soundtrack. Like in Halo 2, you get like Forgotten, and Halo 3 you get Never Forget. You get new like arrangements like those added to the soundtrack that are like the instant cult classic songs.
Right.
You know? But I don't see any songs like that in this game.
Yeah. You know? I do have to say that I really noticed nothing special with the soundtrack in this one.
Especially like the classic Master Chief like theme song.
Okay, but they had that in the campaign. That
like even that song just felt like it was played on a synthesizer.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't really notice because it was played at, like, the exact right moments where you want it to play, like, where Chief is, like, jumping out of, like, a 100,000 feet
tall
building.
It played, like, 4 times.
You what?
It played, like, 4 different times.
I know. It was great. I have no complaints about that, but, yeah, I mean, there wasn't really anything new that was good with the soundtrack, so...
Yeah. Sadly,
and
yeah.
What about, like, the campaign missions-wise? Like
missions... F tier on the missions.
So like, okay. So what would you say is like your favorite campaign out of all the Halos?
Probably Combat Evolved and Halo 3. Favorite campaigns. Cause I've played Halo 3 campaign like 7 or 8 times, and Combat Evolved campaign. I've only played like 2 or 3 times, and every time I played Comet Evolved, it feels like a magical adventure. You know, it just because it's like where it all started. Like, there was just something about the atmosphere that they made for that game back in like when they launched it. It wasn't even the graphics; it was just the way everything came together and formed this unique atmosphere. Like the environment, colors, the gameplay, the way the levels were designed, you know, the way enemies were introduced.
Have you ever played it on the remastered version?
Yeah, I didn't like the remastered
version. I heard about that.
I didn't like the remastered version of it.
You didn't?
Really?
No.
I thought it looked really cool.
Obviously, the graphics were better, but they completely killed the atmosphere that they were going for when they originally released the game. Like, some levels were dark and mysterious, you know, and then when they remastered it, they just brightened everything up and made it super colorful for no fucking reason.
That's a good point.
Some of the levels didn't about, like, make any missions, sense anymore when like you played on remastered.
Flood missions and stuff.
Yeah, and like in the woods, there was a mission in the woods where it was dark time and it was like really dark and murky and it was like really tense. But then in the remastered, it was super bright and vibrant because it's a jungle.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did you do this?
I mean, dude, straight up in some of the... I think it was in Reach. But it straight up felt like a horror game when, like, the flood would come out and you're, like, in a spaceship alone. Like, the flood's, like, chasing you down a dark hallway and you're like... That creeped me out.
Halo Reach made me despair the most out of all the games. Like, every Halo game, like, Halos 1 through 3... and ODST really make you feel this sense of like desperation because you're facing like this impending threat that's almost unstoppable, this alien threat that can't really be destroyed. It has to be like, you know, kept at bay.
Well, because in instead, ODST you're just playing as the Marines, and then in Reach you're playing as the other Spartans.
In this game, I don't get any of that sense of dread or despair.
I mean, you're Master Chief. You're
I know, but you're Master Chief in every game. Halos 1, 2, and 3, you're Master Chief. Halos 4 and 5, I'm not even talking about Halo 4 and 5, because I just hated those games.
Oh, so you're the sprinting is evil man?
No, we're not even gonna dredge that up. But oh, nice. I just didn't feel that. Even considering that the Infinity... Considering that the Infinity has been completely destroyed from the get-go, I still don't feel any sense of dread or, like, any amount of, like, significance in the story. Because, you know, the Infinity's dead, but the rest of humanity is just chilling on the other colony planets. In the other games, it was like, we're literally on our last leg. In Halo 3, it was like, the rings are gonna fire and the flood are coming... And humanity is, like, about to, like, on the brink of extinction. Especially, like, in Halo 1, it was like that. In this game, you're just it's basically just Master Chief fighting the Banished.
Dude, it's literally Master Chief on a new ring. Fighting an entire, like, species of, like, people.
Of orc.
Yeah. He just gets woken up and he's like, yep, it's back
he's
to
like,
work.
All right, you know, he sees
the ring
to,
and he's like, all right.
It's time to just...
Break time's over.
Yeah.
We go again.
Time to do everything again. Oh, shit.
I think one element that was really missing from this story, and it's kind of the fault of the way the entire story was written, was it didn't... There was no, like, real military aspect to this story. It didn't feel like a war between the UNSC and the Banished. Because
there was no UNSC anymore, except for the people you saved. Yeah. It was just, like, you had no teammates the entire time. It was straight up just you and the dude who, like, escaped prison, and then somebody else plays crap.
Yeah.
and your AI, which was named Weapon the entire game.
Yeah, how do you like Weapon compared to Cortana?
She's annoying.
I don't know.
Weapon?
Her voice seems kind of soothing.
I'm pretty sure it's like the same. It's either the same voice actress or someone very, very close.
I don't know. I just didn't like how they dragged on like the whole Cortana thing.
Can we talk about
true? Now,
like, why can't they just let her die?
If you want to bring it back to the talk about the multiplayer now, Something I want to bring up is why do half the guns blow in this game?
They do.
Explain.
I mean,
I hate every gun except like the normal two.
You're just bad.
Am I?
I don't know.
Oh baby.
I feel like I can agree with that for me, but I don't know.
I feel like what Halo tries to go for is like give every single gun a unique purpose or function, and I think it does it really well. So like you can't just pick up like the pulse carbine, for example. Everyone dunks on the pulse carbine saying it sucks, but you can't go
what,
in
like what am I holding right now?
It's a disruptor. Right. So I said, every gun has like a unique function, sort of. The pulse carbine, you can't really use it like the assault rifle and expect to like do good with it. It has like, there's a certain way in which you're like intended to use it to be effective.
Yeah.
One for one thing, it's really good at stripping shields, you know?
Sheesh.
And shields with like the assault rifle and the pistol takes most of your shots on a target are going to be on their shield, mm-hmm. and then one or two shots to the head will kill them. With a pulse carbine, like one burst, if all the bullets land, will just completely annihilate their shield. And yeah. you can clean them up quickly with a sidekick or ooh. All
right.
And then the Ravager, another gun that everyone dunks on. I actually really like the Ravager. It has really good like crowd control ability where you charge it up, right?
Oh, the grenade. Not mm-hmm. the grenade. It's like kind of like a grenade launcher. It's like a Danish grenade launcher.
It's like the new grenade launcher.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's all right. No, it's really good if you use it right.
Well, in certain situations, like if you're playing the Capture the Flag or like mm-hmm. Like this game's version of Domination.
Yeah.
You know, you could protect a certain area for a couple like, you know, like 5 seconds if you charge it up for 10 seconds and use it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only useful if you like. I don't know. I'm probably going to get roasted about it. Just got you with that. I don't know. I might get roasted for trashing on these weapons, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just bad.
I mean, everybody.
I'll roast myself. I'm just bad.
No. Like, defend your point. If you don't like the gun, that's. It's just, you know. I don't know what to say because I actually like the guns. But, yeah, it's so just trash. It's good at crowd control. Oh. And it's good against vehicles, even. Like, if you're close up on a vehicle with the Ravager, it does good vehicle damage, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. But, yeah, like, even the gun that Zach's using right now, I can't even remember what it's called. What's it? Never mind.
Oh, he's in the middle trying to kill people.
It's kind of like a sniper rifle and a DMR, like, had a baby. You know,
they've had that gun in previous games though, just different versions.
I feel like I've liked it's more like
a less powerful.
I hate
gun
the sentinel beam games. In multiplayer.
Did the sentinel beam melt
in campaign? It melts. No, multiplayer sucks. I hate it.
It's so good. Like if you can keep the beam on them consistently, it like.
I mean, yeah,
I think it does more damage.
This goes back to me being bad again. So I. Because I can't really like.
Yeah, it's just a hard gun to use. Again, like it's a very skillful gun. But if you're good with it, you can do a lot of damage.
Yeah, I don't know. I want the game modes back, like Griffball, and mm-hmm. They obviously need to add Infected in here. That's a Halo classic right there.
Yeah, they were really lacking playlists on launch.
I know.
Like, that was just unacceptable.
And then they added Fiesta, and they did good, because everybody loves Fiesta. Fiesta's fun. And then they took it away for, like, 2 weeks for some reason. For, like, no reason. I don't know why. And then they just added it back.
It's limited time, Jack.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Limited.
Then they learned that half their, like, player base left after after they took their limited time, only fun, you know, only fun game mode they could play for hours.
Back, like, the community thing. To
yeah.
Where they, you know, they like the community made their own game modes.
But you need Forge for that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I can't wait till... I think Forge will make this game very more complete.
Oh, I can't wait till Forge comes out.
You know, they had games like... That's what made Reach, I feel like, so good.
Yeah, because you can make the death race, and you can download other people's death
Firefight.
Races.
Yeah. I really want to see Firefight make a return,
I can't remember playing much of legit Halo.
I know. Yeah, we would all just go play the meme game modes, like the death races.
Fun.
The,
and like still like prop hunt and
yeah.
Those games are always so fun.
Yeah, like honestly, people put the time in and figured out how to make these. And like, yeah, you can make your own, but then if you didn't feel like going through, like, I really want to play this game mode. Like, I really want to play a death race, but I don't want to set up the entire thing. Let me just go get like a highly rated one that's posted on like the community and download it and then play it in 2 seconds. And like, whoa, this is awesome. And then you can edit it any way you want. Because I'm pretty sure you could like just go back into Forge and like forge within that.
Forges, you can also make your own stuff.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Like, I remember at Reach, you always messed around with the grid and, you know, just fuck with your friends while they're trying to make something.
Yeah, you just spin it around at Mach 5 and murk everybody.
Sneak around as the ball and just, like, delete one piece of their race so the race gets all fucked up. And then they're like, what happened? And then they fight and you're like,
hey, or grab their vehicle while they're in it and just take it off the map.
Well, hi, Mr. Camper.
Honestly,
everyone go report that guy.
everyone go dox that guy. I'm just kidding. Please don't.
Please don't.
But no, I think Halo Infinite has the potential. I think it will be one of the best sandboxes Halo has ever made. The sandbox is so good. Like the core gameplay.
I'm
kind of
worried that the
mechanics.
Forge might not be that good, considering how long they're taking to work on it.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on how I feel about Forge at the moment.
I mean, if they're trying not to release a buggy mess, then I'm all for it.
You gotta take into account like the Halo, the Forge they have now, like the one they had in Halo 4 and Halo 5, are super complex. They're way more like intricate and woven together than Halo Reach's Forge was.
Right.
And Halo Reach had one of the best forges ever. Yeah. You know, you could. That's where like. All the giant racing maps and, like, even giant sculptures. People make giant sculptures of things in Forge, and that was in Halo Reach. You can do way cooler shit in Halo 4 and Halo 5.
Yeah.
Which is probably one of the only things, like, keeping those two games up and, like relevant to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I played a lot of the party games in Halo 5 because you could do really cool shit in Halo 5
Forge. Yeah, it was
Forge, fun. Which is probably why it's taking so long for Forge to come out. They've got to work out all these kinks and stuff. There's so many different, like...
Because you can go everywhere on the map, too. So
notches and
sure.
buttons that they're giving us access to adjust
and
the
who
sandbox.
Knows if they're going to give you just one area or if there's going to be multiple, like, maps.
Hopefully
it'll be I'd hope they give us some sort of large map, like Forge World.
I hope
World.
If they're
Something
taking
like
this
Forge
long,
World.
There's multiple.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe even... they'll go back and say maybe like they'll remaster Forge World.
I would not be opposed to that. Like I liked Forge World. It had the cool bunker, it had like a really cool
like
island you could go to.
Had
a couple islands.
Ones,
yeah.
From what I remember. They weren't very good, but I mean they still had them.
Yeah.
So I mean that's cool.
Yeah. Good gameplay, good mechanics. Even in the campaign, going back to the campaign. Really, really good mechanics there. All the AI, like Halo is infamous for its like really, really smart, like AI fighting enemies in that game. It's so much fun. Like it really does pay homage to all the other Halo games with how good the AI is.
Multiple elites teabag me after like they killed me and
like brutes they throw fusion cores at you and they throw grunts at you and shit.
Yeah,
it's so cool. They like take weapons off weapon racks and
oh, and the grunts
when they break your shields, they push you and shit.
The grunts lines that they would say.
Oh, the
game
grunts
too.
Are top tier in this game.
Grunts top are tier. Toxic, dude. It's so
yeah, they're
funny.
So toxic.
It's
like
so
even
funny.
The even
yeah,
the grunt
lot,
in the
I feel like they
propaganda
went a lot
tower.
Less serious with this game.
Less serious.
Less serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean like obviously the main banished enemies like Atriox and whatchamacallit were you know they were. Serious, but then like all the grunts and pretty much just the grunts were just
the
like
grunts are just kind of funny. I mean, they have been in past games, just not as I feel like their lines weren't as like good as they were in this one. Like you know, I know there's always like the one in which Halo is it where he's just like sitting on the cliff, like talking to himself, and then you get an achievement if you like push him off.
It's one thing we got to talk about though, and you can love the campaign all you want. You can't deny that the level design is awful in this game. There are three environments you will see in this entire game. It's the forest, it's like the banished ships and stuff, and it's the underground, like, forerunner tunnels and stuff. That's all you're going to see in this game. And, like, half of the campaign levels are divided between these three locations. Oh, nice trade. Why don't you try? I tried doing tactical slay.
Yeah, I think I'm good at tactical slay. What if in the background it's just going to be a bunch of gameplay, so that our controller moving and the actual screen you guys see is not going to line up at all? But
you guys can agree with me, going. Right? You can agree with me. Like, the levels that we've gotten all the other games are fucking amazing. Like, Combat Evolved set the standard. Like, you started out on the UNSC Pillar Bottom.
I think 2 really started it out because Combat Evolved has a lot of open space where you could totally just get lost.
No, that's good. I honestly like that explorability, just what they were going for with this open world kind of thing. You know, there's just a lot of... There's no, like, out-of-bounds areas in Combat Evolved. You know, if you want to go anywhere on the map, you can, which I like.
That's true.
But, like, going back to Combat Evolved, you had, like, the UNSC Pillar of Autumn. You had the, like, the forest on the ring. You had, like, a snowy tundra, a swamp even. You go up into a Covenant ship. It had all these different environments that it would take you through. Halo Infinite's environment is just the same across the whole board. It's just one giant forest.
It's true. And then the occasional bunker.
You could have squeezed in, like, some sort of, like, tropical taiga biome in there or something. I don't know. Like, there's just
maybe kind of more like
we're lacking variety in this game, you know?
Yeah, I could understand what you're saying, because if you look at other games like me, like Far Cry, where it's an open world, or
Just Cause, if anybody's played those games, it has, like, all these different, like, there's grassy grove areas, there's, like, a canyon and a desert, or, like, a giant snowy peak, you know, it's got all this variation.
That's why, like, when they, before the game came out and they're like, hey, the campaign's now open world, I wasn't sure how well it was going to work out at the beginning, because Halo, like, just the way it works, I feel like wouldn't work super well with an open world, kind of environment, because it's just a first-person shooter where they just implemented sprinting. And you kind of have some abilities where you just run through a level and it's all good. You know, it's a fun run-through level kind of thing. So, and then having an open world, I feel like it would get very boring really fast.
Yeah.
So, me never playing the campaign, I can't really, like, specify whether that happens or not. But, like, hopefully there's enough stuff to do in the campaign to where it doesn't just get boring running around for, half an hour.
It does good
and you can fast activities. Travel, too.
It does good with the amount of activities it gives you to do. What it fails with, though, is just kind of like spicing it up by, you know, mixing up the terrain or mixing up the levels, you know?
That's
half of the campaign levels, I swear to God, it felt like I was playing the same level, like the same mission, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, there wasn't because on the rings, there's a lot of different places on the rings, so it's not just like kind of forest. Now, I'm not sure what this ring looked like, so maybe this ring was all forest.
It's just all forest.
But they kind of designed this ring to be, like, maybe have, like, an ocean kind of part, and maybe even have, like, maybe, like, an oil rig type of thing built on the ocean to where, like, that's one of their bases is, or have, like, a beach level, or maybe, like, a mountain level of some sort. And so them just only having... Like, only forests to run through seems kind of, I don't want to say lazy, but
it felt very lazy. Like, every mission just felt like, go from room to room, kill these guys. Like, go from room to room, kill these guys.
I agree with
that. Et cetera, et cetera. In the other Halo games, there was this cinematic, like, touch to it, you know? Like, in the start of Halo 3, you wake up as Master Chief, and you're with, like, a squad of Marines and the Arbiter, and you're moving through the forest, and you come across this brute who's just, like, beating the crap out of this Marine.
Yeah.
Before, like, you get to the main source of enemies.
All the other stories, it makes you feel like you really accomplished something. Versus, does this one, like, give you that satisfaction of accomplishing anything?
I mean, I guess, because there's a progression system, like, with the abilities you unlock. And that's something that Halo does pretty well in this game.
But I mean, like, campaign-wise, like, oh, you know, it had awesome moments in the past where, like, Master Chief would literally take a bomb out of the ship and just go into space and fly around
with it. No, there wasn't really anything like that in this. Aside from when he, like, infiltrates a ship and, like, punches a screen and shoots a couple tanks and blows up, like, a banished ship. That's about it.
Like, I remember seeing I don't know if it's a meme, but, like, it was this video where it's, like, this brute comes out, he makes a super big entrance and, like, breaks down the doors and throws the door at you, and then the guy shoots him three times through the head with a pistol and he just dies.
Yeah, that wasn't even a guy cheesing it. That was happened to everybody. He's just some normal ass. Yeah, it's just like how easy he is. Yeah,
it's just... I feel like moments like that, it's like, well, it just completely kills the whole moment of just having him.
Yeah, like, that'd be cool for a boss fight entrance scene, but then, like, it happens and you're like, even I was like, damn, like, that's a, you know, I'm already in, like, a boss fight already. Shoot him two times in the head and just like, oh. Well,
I don't know. I just feel like this story needed more to make it interesting. Just
more
like
spice.
I hate how they just, like, decided to cut all ties from Halo 5 despite how bad it was. They completely cut all ties. Like, there's no Captain Lasky, there's no Commander Palmer, no Dr. Halsey, Blue Team, Osiris, Spartan Locke. None of those characters are here. And I feel like it could have used, like, just a handful, maybe just one of those characters.
You gotta build off the characters
to make this game more interesting. It's heavily focused on Master Chief and his relationship between the weapon and the pilot, and that's not enough to keep me invested in the campaign. Like, there was nothing wrong with the pilot. I thought he was a good character. And the dynamic between him and Chief was actually pretty good, but it just got boring after a while.
It's just kind of annoying. You know?
I feel like it needed that military aspect, like all the other Halo games had. Like, they're strategizing in the cutscenes with, like, Lord Hood, like, drawing up a strategy to fight back against the Covenant, or in Halo 3 where he's working with the Covenant to, like, take out the brutes and annihilate the Flood. It needed something like that. They shouldn't have destroyed the Infinity. That was a really dumb, like, story writing decision that they made, was to just completely destroy the military right off the bat. So it's just Master Chief versus the Banished.
Because they weren't able to really have any more characters other than the three that you were introduced to.
Mm-hmm. Like, if they did that, there would have been a way greater sense of dread, because, you know, you have something that you're fighting for. You're fighting to protect the Banished. In this, it's like, what am I fighting for? I'm just here to just destroy another ring, like all the other games. But if they had left the Infinity standing, they could have been attacked in the beginning, but if they just didn't completely destroy it from the get-go, you would have had at least something to fight for. Like, you have all these Marines, you have Captain Lasky that you're given orders from to go on the ring and destroy things, and just the way they did it in this game just didn't work out, I don't think. Dude, we gotta talk about the main villain. Who was the main villain, Jack?
I forgot his name.
It wasn't him.
It's not Atriox.
Not Atriox, because he wasn't even in this game. It was
Master Chief.
It was that alien chick, the Harbinger.
Oh, the Harbinger, yeah.
What the fuck did she want to do in this game? She kept, like, she kept talking about this, what was it, the Awakening or something?
Yeah.
Or something, some bullshit like that. And nothing is explained. Like, you can't introduce a character as cryptic and mysterious as her, and in the same game kill her off before she has time to explain anything.
I know.
You know? Like, we learned nothing from this game. What is the major threat from Zeta? We don't know. And quite frankly, I myself don't care because the game doesn't compel me to do so, you know?
I know. And
it's understandable. I mean, gotta have story.
Yeah, there's gotta be, like, a compelling reason for this villain to exist aside from her wanting to, like, bring about the awakening or whatever the fuck it was. Because that's just not good enough, in my opinion.
All right, well, let's get into the ratings, so, because we're past 30 minutes. We're actually at, like, 40.
I feel like, just really quick, we also need to talk about Escherim.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of like a, I don't know, he's all right.
He's not all right. He is not good. He doesn't do anything in this game. He literally does nothing. We see him do absolutely nothing except talk through his walkie-talkie
and on get mad.
Holograms. He gets mad. Like, oh my god. I'm pretty sure if you compiled every moment that Escherim talks, it would be like a 30-minute video of him just talking and monologuing.
Yeah. For,
like, no reason at all. He literally...
And then also with the Spartan killer, the guy with the red energy sword.
Mm-hmm.
His boss fight was, like, way... Like, it was creepy at first. And then
it was underwhelming.
Like, yeah, I was just like, okay, this is, like, there's no tier system to it. It's just, like, kill him. Just kill him.
Yeah.
And you just shoot him a bunch of times and he dies. Like, mm-hmm. at least with Escherim's, it was, like, there was, like, a tier system to it. And, like, you know, he went from just kind of, like, I don't know. Like, it was really easy when he was just sitting there with his, like, machine gun because you could just run around the map and he wouldn't be able to hit you. Mm-hmm. But then when he pulled out his gravity hammer in, like, the last stage, it was actually kind of hard because, you know, if he literally hits you once with the energy or with the gravity hammer, then you just die.
I know, dude. That boss fight was so annoying. Yeah, I fought him, like, 5 times because the entire fight, I was doing damage to him, taking hardly any damage back, you know? And then you get to this phase where he has his grav hammer, and all it takes is for him to jump in the air and do that lock-on ability, that bullshit lock-on ability,
I know.
Where he just slams the hammer onto you. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you do, you can't escape that attack, and it one-shots you, especially if you're on heroic. I played the entire campaign on heroic. Absolute fucking bullshit, that fight. It was so stupid.
Yeah, that shit was hard, but...
But no, I wish he had, like, done anything to contribute to the story, or be interesting in the slightest.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, General Tartarus from Halo 2, he's not even, like, a morsel compared to General Tartarus. Tartarus did so much in the story to, like, advance the plot. Escherim just talks through a microphone the entire game and does nothing.
Yeah.
Awful villain.
And I'd like awful to just say about the multiplayer, I hope they add more maps. I feel like the map selection they have right now is very small and very limited.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was kind of random, but
I understand.
I just thought about it, and it's just like...
Yeah, they could use more
levels. I feel like there's been better maps.
Definitely has been. I do like the maps in here,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything bad with these maps, but I wish there was more.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the whole game summed up in, like, one sentence. I just wish there was more.
What did you,
like,
think of the maps overall,
more
though?
More content.
Were they, like, good, or...?
Yeah, they're all right.
I thought they were pretty good.
I mean, like, they keep me invested, but I can't play it, like, the whole day. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to get bored of playing the same maps over and over again.
Yeah.
We do have to wrap it up, though, because...
All right. Let's give a quick review of this game. So...
Well, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Like, what's your rating? Let's do our rating. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, what are we doing? Like out of 5 stars for games, or are we just going to do, like, out of 10?
Yeah, let's do a 5-star.
You want to do it out of 5-star?
Yeah, for games. Okay. This game, I give it a 3.5 out of 5.
So actually, dude, that's really close to what I was going to give it to. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
You know what? I think I do have to dock it a little bit. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10. Like,
10.
Honestly, if we were just rating the multiplayer, I'd probably give it a 4 or 5, but...
Really?
The live service and the campaign just really upsets me, so I have to give it a 3 out of 10. Or 3 out of, 3 out of 10.
At least the game isn't very buggy.
Yeah, no, it wasn't very buggy at all.
Yeah.
Aside from the intro clips, Have you guys experienced that at all?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good bug though. I love that.
It's if so Nick's funny. Still editing at this point, Nick, please throw in some like buggy intro clips. Or just some bugs like in general that you can find.
Spiders are like doing their little like airboxing, and then one of them's facing the wrong way.
I've taken plenty of clips of just like just bugged out stuff in this game. It's so funny. That's why I love it's playing.
Hilarious. The one where just they're, like, they're just pointing. They're just looking the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then like at some point, there's like if you leave during that cutscene, your character just walk away.
Yeah.
But no. So what did you? Nick, what did you think?
Three. What are you?
I'm gonna give it a three. As of the game right now in its current status, I'd give it a three.
Yeah.
It has so much room to improve.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a lot of room to like go down. Cause like, if all these new game, like say they do add a lot more game modes and maps, and maybe even like Forge comes out. Mm-hmm. If that all sucks, then I feel like it would bring the game rating even down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I feel like the game could go up or down depending on what they do next.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it goes up. Hopefully when Forge comes out, it adds a whole new aspect to the game,
which I feel like is
totally missing right now. Multiplayer in its current state is fine. It needs more maps, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even some new guns to spice things up a bit.
Yeah.
I guess it could use a little weapon balancing because, you know, I praise the weapons in the game, but
And ability balancing as well.
Oh, yeah, ability balancing.
Because
yeah.
I feel like some abilities are not very good and some are very good. Now, I know some are more common than others, but that's a whole other topic as well.
Mm. All right, so I have our final rating then.
Oh, yeah?
What our is final it? Media mix rating out of 5 for our first... This is our first game rating. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's our first game rating.
Out of 8 months of doing this podcast, it's our first game rating we're doing.
We're finally here, guys.
Finally doing it. We're finally exploring different forms of media. It's going to be a 3.2 out of 5.
Yeah. Wow. It gets a passing grade, and that's it.
And it's not bad, you know. It's above average.
It's not awful, yeah, but it's not good.
No, it's... I think it's good. It's not great, but it's not
bad. It has way more room to improve.
Yeah. When Forge comes out and when they add co-op to the campaign and whatnot like that, my rating might go up.
Do you think they'll add more to the campaign?
They're going to add co-op.
Like more campaign or story? I don't think so.
They might have... Maybe like, maybe quests. Co-op campaign will be its own thing.
That'd be cool.
We'd have to revisit this.
Yeah, we'd have to revisit.
But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in so much. And I hope you liked this video. I hope you actually like the video too on YouTube. That'd be great. And maybe subscribe and comment. Go ahead and roast us. I know I'm bad.
For our audio listeners,
you can tell me I'm bad, but they won't even know who's playing.
We're so sorry that you couldn't watch the footage, but if you want to, you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, is this going to go on audio?
I guess it could.
Yeah. Cause this is just a rating. Yeah.
We are just talking.
Why not? All right. So, to our audio listeners,
Drop a download. Give us a rating.
I mean, they're already listening.
If you
want
to see us teabag
or
some
throw
guys
a download,
Halo,
I don't know how you
follow us on YouTube.
Move a download.
And I'm doing it. Okay. No, I'm not doing it. I'm making Nick do it.
Hi, everybody. Okay, perfect.
Thanks for watching or listening. Peace out.